Good evening. This is Akashvani. I'm Saira Mujtaba with the news at 9. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to embark on a two-nation visit to Japan and China shortly to take part in 15th India-Japan Annual Summit in Tokyo tomorrow. India and Bangladesh agree to take effective measures to curb cross-border crimes, including smuggling, human trafficking and illegal intrusion. Government extends import duty exemption on cotton till 31st of December this year. India's industrial production growth accelerates to a four-month high of 3.5% in July this year. At least 17 people killed in building collapse at Mumbai's Virar in Maharashtra. And at Asian Shooting Championship in Kazakhstan, Gurpreet Singh wins gold while Amanpreet Singh takes silver in men's 25-meter standard pistol individual event. Duo along with Harsh Gupta bag yellow medal in team event. And now the news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will be embarking on a two-nation visit to Japan and China in a short while from now. During his two-day visit to Japan from tomorrow, the Prime Minister will participate in the 15th India-Japan Annual Summit in Tokyo. This will be Prime Minister Modi's eighth visit to Japan and the first summit with his counterpart Shigeru Ishiba. We are now joined live by our correspondent Om Awasthi from Tokyo, who is covering the Prime Minister's Japan visit. Om, what major engagements are scheduled during the Prime Minister's visit?
Saira, during the summit, both prime ministers are expected to evaluate progress achieved in the recent years in sectors like defense and security, trade and economy, and technology and innovation and people-to-people exchanges. Both the leaders will discuss key regional and global matters. Both prime ministers will also attend the business event where various MOUs will be signed related to different sectors to increase the trade between the two countries. Currently, trade between the two countries is more than $22 billion and it is expected to grow further with Prime Minister Narendra Modi's visit. PM Modi is also expected to meet heads of the provincial governments and prefectures to build partnership between local governments in Japan and Indian state governments. Saira.
Right. Om, how is the Indian diaspora gearing up for this visit?
Saira, Indian diaspora is eagerly waiting for the visit of Prime Minister Narendra Modi. For many in the diaspora, this visit is not just a diplomatic event, but also a moment of pride and connection with their homeland. Japan is a home to growing Indian population, including professionals, students, business people and families. PM Modi's visit is being seen as a recognition of their role and as a chance to further strengthen India-Japan relations. The diaspora believes this visit will lead to more cooperation in key areas like technology, education, innovation, and especially job opportunities. Saira.
Thank you, Om, for the update. In the second leg of his visit, the Prime Minister will travel to China from the 31st of August to 1st of September to attend the Shanghai Cooperation Organization Summit in Tianjin at the invitation of Chinese President Xi Jinping. On the sidelines of the summit, the Prime Minister is expected to hold bilateral meetings with several leaders. In his departure statement, Prime Minister Modi expressed confidence that his visits to Japan and China would further India's national interests and priorities and contribute to building a fruitful cooperation in advancing regional and global peace, security, and sustainable development. Mr. Modi said that focus will be on shaping the next phase in India-Japan special strategic and global partnership, which has made steady and significant progress over the past 11 years. He added that Japanese Prime Minister Shigeru Ishiba and he would endeavor to give new wings to the collaboration. Prime Minister Modi said that from Japan he will travel to China to attend the Shanghai Cooperation Organization Summit in Tianjin at the invitation of President Xi Jinping. He said India remains committed to working with the SCO members to address shared challenges and deepen regional cooperation. He said he looks forward to meeting President Xi Jinping, Russian President Vladimir Putin and other leaders on the sidelines of the summit. India and Bangladesh have agreed to intensify joint efforts to combat trans-border crimes, including smuggling, human trafficking, and illegal intrusion by enhancing vigilance, increasing coordinated patrols, and sharing real-time intelligence. The two countries stated this in a joint statement issued by Border Security Force, BSF, and Border Guard Bangladesh, BGB, after completion of the four-day Director General level border conference in Dhaka today. We have a report.
Both forces emphasize the importance of the coordinated border management plan in tackling smuggling, human trafficking, illegal intrusion, and terrorism. They agree to educate border populations, implement socio-economic development in vulnerable areas, and expedite pending infrastructure work near the international border. Reaffirming a zero-tolerance stance on terrorism and insurgent activity, both sides committed to continued collaboration, including fencing initiatives and protection of river banks to ensure peace and security along the border. With Naval Singh Parmar's report from Dhaka, Renuka for Akashvani News.
This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download the NewsOn AIR app. Welcome back. You're listening to News at 9. Union Electronics and Information Technology Minister Ashwini Vaishnav and Gujarat Chief Minister Bhupendra Patel today jointly inaugurated the pilot plant of the first semiconductor outsourced assembly and testing facility of CG Semi Private Limited in Sanand near Ahmedabad. Speaking on the occasion, Mr. Vaishnav announced that the first Made in India semiconductor chip will be rolled out from this plant.
Pilot line is very important because pilot line may whatever production we do that will be used for qualifying to the customers, and once the chips are qualified then it becomes very important, very easy for the commercial plant to start production of those qualified products. This is a major milestone in our country's semiconductor journey.
Our correspondent reports that an investment of 7,600 crore rupees will be made to develop these two facilities at CG Semi Private Limited. The government has decided to extend the import duty exemption on raw cotton from 30th September to 31st December 2025. The decision has been taken to augment availability of cotton for the Indian textile sector. Speaking exclusively to Akashvani, Chandrima Chatterjee, Secretary General, Confederation of Indian Textile Industry, said that Indian textile industry is relieved with the government's decision.
The Indian textile industry is very relieved with this extension of exemption, which also lowers the domestic cotton prices, which for the last 1 year has been higher than the international prices by around 15%.
India's industrial production growth, measured by the Index of Industrial Production, IIP, accelerated to a four-month high of 3.5% in July this year due to good performance of the manufacturing sector. The country's industrial output earlier recorded this level of growth at 3.9% in March this year. According to the data released by the Ministry of Statistics and Program Implementation, the factory output had expanded by 5% in the same month last year. Talking to Akashvani News, economic expert A.K. Bhattacharya said, IIP is expected to perform better in the next few months.
The Index of Industrial Production for the latest month has shown a pickup in the growth rate to 3.5%. This rate was 1.5% in the previous month. Last year, in these months, the industrial growth rate was not doing very well. And as a result, this year, I'm expecting the Index of Industrial Production to do better.
Benchmark domestic equity indices ended over 0.8% down each. We have a report.
Benchmark domestic equity indices ended over 0.8% down each. The Sensex lost 706 points to close at 80,080. Similarly, Nifty dipped 211 points to settle at 24,500. The broader market indices at the Bombay Stock Exchange ended on a negative note. The decline came due to the imposition of additional US tariffs since yesterday. In the forex market, the rupee today appreciated by 6 paise to close at 87.62 rupees against the US dollar. Rajesh Lake for Akashvani News.
In Maharashtra, at least 17 people have been killed and 9 others injured after a 4-story building collapsed last night in Virar, East Mumbai. Rescue operations by the NDRF, police and fire brigade are still underway, with 24 people rescued so far. President Draupadi Murmu and Prime Minister Narendra Modi have expressed grief at the loss of lives in the building collapse. Chief Minister Devendra Fadnavis has announced financial assistance of 5 lakh rupees to the next of kin of each deceased. In Jammu and Kashmir, flood-like situation has been averted in the Kashmir region as water level in the Jhelum River is receding slowly, providing relief to residents. Director of the Met Department Srinagar, Dr. Mukhtar Ahmed, said weather conditions are expected to improve in the coming days. Lieutenant Governor Manoj Sinha and Chief Minister Omar Abdullah are personally monitoring the situation arising out of the incessant rainfall leading to flood-like situation in Jammu. The Army, Air Force, Jammu and Kashmir Police, NDRF and SDRF remain on high alert to deal with any eventuality. Our correspondent has filed this report.
Chief Minister Omar Abdullah said that he is extremely happy that the flood situation has been averted in Kashmir region. He said he would initiate robust and foolproof plan to avert flood situation in Kashmir and Jammu regions. The administration has advised people to remain alert and follow advisories issued from time to time. The emergency helplines are functional and emergency control rooms have been established in all the 10 districts of Kashmir region. Divisional Commissioner Kashmir Anshul Garg told Akashwani News Srinagar that the administration is maintaining round-the-clock preparedness. Tariq Rathar, Akashwani News, Srinagar.
Meanwhile, IMD has forecast very heavy rainfall at isolated places over Arunachal Pradesh, Karnataka, Maharashtra and Uttarakhand tomorrow. Communications Minister Jyotiraditya Scindia today chaired a high-level review meeting on the restoration of mobile connectivity in flood-affected regions of Himachal Pradesh, Uttarakhand and Jammu and Kashmir. Mr. Scindia directed urgent action to restore services in all the affected areas, particularly in Dodra and Udhampur districts of Jammu. Rashtriya Swayamsevak Sangh RSS chief Mohan Bhagwat today said that there is no rift between the RSS and the BJP. He said Sangh can give advice on any issue, but the final decision will be taken by the BJP. Briefing media in New Delhi, he said that Sangh is having good coordination with the Narendra Modi-led BJP government at the centre. On to sports now. India today won a double gold in the men's 25-metre standard pistol individual and team events at the 16th Asian Shooting Championship at Shymkent in Kazakhstan. In the individual event, Rio de Janeiro Olympian Gurpreet Singh secured the gold medal, with Amanpreet Singh winning the silver. The duo also led the country to victory in the team event alongside Harsh Gupta to bag the yellow medal. The other gold medals of the day were won in the 50-metre rifle-prone junior team and 25-metre standard pistol junior team events. With this, India's overall medal tally has risen to 82, including 44 golds, 20 silver and 18 bronze. In badminton, two-time Olympic medalist PV Sindhu and mixed doubles pair of Dhruv Kapila and Tanisha Krasto stormed into the quarterfinals of World Championships in Paris today. Sindhu defeated world number 2 Wang Ziyi of China in the round of 16 of women's singles. Mixed doubles pair of Dhruv Kapila and Tanisha Krasto defeated world number 5 Hong Kong's Tang Shun Man and Si Yang Shuet. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Modi to embark on a two-nation visit to Japan and China shortly to take part in 15th India-Japan Annual Summit in Tokyo tomorrow. India and Bangladesh agree to take effective measures to curb cross-border crimes including smuggling, human trafficking and illegal intrusion. Government extends import duty exemption on cotton till 31st December this year. India's industrial production growth accelerates to a four-month high of 3.5% in July this year. At least 17 people killed in building collapse at Mumbai's Virar in Maharashtra. At Asian Shooting Championship in Kazakhstan, Gurpreet Singh wins gold while Amanpreet Singh takes silver in men's 25-metre standard pistol individual event. Duo along with Harsh Gupta bag yellow medal in team event. And that's all in the news at 9. Good night.